This segment of the Avaya Podcast Network is sponsored by CashFly. Deliver content fast with CashFly. Visit CACHEFLY.com to learn more. This is the Avaya Podcast Network. APN. Technology, news, and information.
All in one place.
Do you know what to look for in a hotel room regarding 911? Find out next on the E911 Talk Podcast, episode 179, recorded on Sunday, January 5th, 2013.
You're listening to the Avaya Podcast Network. Now here's your host, Mark Fletcher, Chief Architect for Worldwide Public Safety Solutions at Avaya.
Tragedy always brings out awareness. Would you know what to do if you needed to dial 911 from your hotel room? If you operate a hotel, have you considered what your guests need to do to place an emergency call? Well, in many cases, too little or nothing has been done, or what were thought to be best practices are, in reality, not such a great idea, according to the National Emergency Number Association, or NENA, and their model legislation for multi-line telephone system, PBX. So here's a handy little hotel 911 checkup that you can do yourself. Defining the problem. Before you can come up with a solution, you need to define the problem. And the problem of 911 in an MLTS PBX system can be one that's very convoluted with many different facets depending on what the environment is. Now, when we look at the hotel-motel industry, this is a very simple E911 implementation that doesn't carry a lot of the extra baggage of location discovery, flat and consolidated and extended data center environments, and work-at-home VPN users that a normal commercial enterprise MLTS PBX might have. Solution 1. Dialing 911 without an access code. In an emergency, we're all taught at a very early age to dial the digits 911 to reach police, fire, or medical assistance. Now, while we as adults may understand that dialing 9 for an outside line might be a common practice, think about those who don't use a telephone on a large PBX, or a child, as in the case of a recent tragedy in East Texas that sparked national attention. For a link on that story, you can check out my blog at avaya.com/Fletcher. The fact of the matter is that most modern PBX systems today can accommodate dialing 911 as well as 9911. Therefore, in most cases, this should not even be an issue, as it's a matter of turning on a feature that's already there. Solution number 2, on-site notification. When dialing 911, time is usually of the essence. Help is typically needed for a medical emergency or a physical assault. When hotel staff are alerted that a guest has dialed 911, they can respond immediately while emergency services are en route to the location. They can assist with AED, automatic electronic defibrillator devices, provide life-saving CPR, or even the Heimlich maneuver. Or their sheer presence may disrupt a physical assault just long enough to make a difference. Once again, something that may have helped Carrie Hunt when she was brutally attacked and murdered in her hotel room in East Texas by her estranged husband. Solution 3, getting the call to the 911 center. Now, this is the one that most often confuses people. Why? Because sometimes MLTS PBX systems are programmed to redirect the 911 call to the hotel operator. In other cases, emergency numbers are advertised on the hotel room phones, such as 5555 or 41, just to name a few I've seen. In fact, I've got several examples of hotel placards that instruct guests to dial a special internal number or dial the operator in the event of an emergency. What people don't realize is that by doing this, the caller is being delayed access to trained emergency dispatchers, who are equipped not only to dispatch emergency services to the location, but also provide life-saving instructions on everything from severe lacerations to CPR or even childbirth. Location, location, location. Since 911 identifies the caller's location based on the originating telephone number, unless a hotel-motel has dedicated telephone numbers in each room, there simply is no way to signal to the PSAP or 911 center the originating room number, at least not in a way that's operationally manageable. This goes back to solution number 2, where on-site notification becomes a critical factor. In the past, the common practice for larger MLTS PBX systems in the commercial space has been to manage what is known the Alley database. This is also where the bulk of the expense of the solutions has come from. So when we step back from the problem just a little bit, getting emergency services en route to the proper address is the primary focus. When we couple that with on-site notification, not only can hotel staff assist prior to the arrival of emergency services, if possible, they can certainly be expecting them and direct them immediately to the location of the incident. This practice allows a hotel motel to be responsive to the emergency situation without any added expense in most cases, as these are common features found in most PBX systems today. If you're a guest in a hotel, take notice of your environment. Make sure you understand how to summon emergency services by making a mental checklist of these important things. Number 1. How do I dial 911? Do I need an access code? Make sure you know this in advance. Number 2. What's the address of the hotel? It's usually printed on the telephone itself. If it's not, make sure you know where it is. Number 3. On what floor of the hotel is your room located? It's usually the first digit of your hotel room number, but make sure you know for sure. Number 4. What's your room number? Now, while this might sound silly, it's probably not on your room key card with the electronic cards that are used today. And I've seen cases where it's not even printed on the telephone. Make sure you know what it is. Number 5, understand how to get out of the building in the event of a fire or an emergency. If you're a hotel operator, don't forget testing. Putting a system in place without testing it could be as good as not having a system at all. But just how do you go about testing 911 without tying up valuable resources? Well, I can tell you the very first step for testing 911 is to get out the telephone book. Remember those? If you can't find one, go out on the internet and search for the police department in your local municipality. And once you get there, what you want to look for is the administrative or non-emergency number. Then call them and explain that you'd like to test 911 from your facility, just to make sure that the proper information was being displayed to the 911 call taker. Each municipality may have explicit test instructions that you might need to follow, as well as specific testing times. Make sure that you follow these procedures, but you also may want to schedule a visit from your PBX maintenance provider who can address any concerns that come out of that testing. It's also a good idea for them to review the configuration of your PBX and ensure that the 911 programming has been properly established. After all, there's no sense in testing unless you think that you're going to pass. Now, while these might sound like simple things, it's amazing what you'll forget in an emergency, and reacting to these things during the emergency is just not going to happen. Most people simply react to what they've been taught, and what they've been taught is to dial 911. And that's why 9911 may never come to mind. This Hotel 911 Checkup has been brought to you by the Avaya Podcast Network. Our executive producer is Jean Turjan, a.k.a. JT. Our producer and Latin American correspondent is Guadalupe Eugenie. The APN legal correspondent is attorney Martha Beyer, who provided considerable guidance on my open letter to the FCC. And of course, the APN voice dude is Spider Harrison. I'm Mark Fletcher, program and creative director. You can follow us on Twitter at @Avaya_APN. And be sure to check out our landing page at avaya.com/APN, where you can download all of our content. For the Avaya Podcast Network, this is Fletch. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.
You're listening to APN, the Avaya Podcast Network. Find us on the web at avaya.com/APN.